This week's share is on Parshas Vahava from Kosai. Let's see. Remember, we always say the beginning of the parasha is always telling you about the parasha itself. So, what's this parasha called? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai le'emor. It's called Parshas Vahava. So, this parasha is about b'har Sinai. What's about b'har Sinai? So, Rashi, first thing it says, this parasha, what it speaks about? Shemitah. Daber bnei Yisrael, matar lehem, ki tavo el ha'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, asher ani noten lechem, I give to you. V'shavta ha'aretz shabbat la'ashem. And you, the land rests the Shabbos to Hashem. So Shemitah is called the Sabbath, which we need to understand. And it's the Sabbath of the land. Now, why is it written here, Parshas Bahar, Bahar Sinai? Why is that the name of the Parshas? So Rashi says, first of all, why does it say Bahar Sinai? Why do you say, Vedaber Hashem Moshe Le'emor, and tell us the mitzvahs of Shemitah? So Rashi brings here, and he says, Ma inyan Shemitah to Har Sinai? What relevance does Shemitah have to Har Sinai? Halo kol mitzvahs ne'emru mi-Sinai. All the mitzvahs ne'emru are said in Sinai. Ma Shemitah ne'emar, klaloteya, pratoteya, its rules and its particulars, the dikdukeya and its diyukim, misina afkula nem klalotei dukdukeya mitzia. So comes Rashi to tell us, Shemitah was coming to teach us that not only Shemitah was said at Sinai, with all its rules and its specific rules and its diyukim, and all the Torah was given that way. So the question still remains, why was Shemitah chosen to teach those rules? Why was Shemitah could only be the thing to teach those rules if it itself represents the klalot, the rules, the pratim, the details, and the diyukim, the kolotera kula. And also, since it's called Parshas Bahar Sinai, it must represent something about Har Sinai. I mean, it must be the tachlis of Har Sinai, must be the purpose of Har Sinai. So now we'll understand a little bit more. What happened in the Shemitah year? So if you go through the Pesukim here, you don't live in the land as an owner. You live in the land, you can't plow the land. You can eat from the fruit of the land, right? But you can't plow the land. You have to leave the land, Shabbos Lashem. A Shabbos Lashem. It's a Shabbos, just a Shabbos on the weekday. Shemitah is a Shabbos on the land. And that's somehow to relate to Har Sinai. What was the purpose of Har Sinai? The purpose of Har Sinai was the Jewish people to learn Torah and that's it? No. The purpose of Har Sinai is that we were to get Kabbalah Satorah, and then we would bring this Torah to Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. And in our living in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, Ki Tavo El Haaretz, when the majority of the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the Chiyuv Shemitah Midaraisa, that's what it's Kitavo, right? Then we keep Shemitah as a Sabbath Lashem, and that's the purpose of Har Sinai. So we have to understand that. So what is this concept of Shabbos Lashem? It's a very important Ramban here, which I'm going to maybe say a little bit of it. What's the concept of a weekday Shabbos? The weekday Shabbos, the concept is 6 days, and you have a seventh day, and you're preparing on those 6 days for Shabbos. Machlokas in Gemara, Day Shabbat, Day Hillel. If you find something nice for Shabbos, you say, this is going to be for Shabbos. That's a Midah Beis Shammah. The Midah Beis Hillel is, whatever you get, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, blessed God each day, and you hope that for Shabbos you get something good. No, Beis Shammah took everything for Shabbos. There's also a mitzvah deraisa. We, as Jews, don't call our days Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We call our days Yom Rishon, Shabbos. Yom Sheni, to Shabbos. Yom Shishi, it's like Sirius Omer. We're counting up to Shabbos. Yom Shishi, the sixth day, then Shabbos. It's a counting down to Shabbos. We're counting up to Shabbos. Why is that? Because the whole weekday is just a preparation for Shabbos. The whole concept, just as Shabbos is a concept in time of days, Shemitah is a concept in time of years, and there's a concept of the Shabbos of the land, the Shabbos of Eretz Yisrael. What happens? We don't work. The food comes to us. There's no preparation, right? It's just no even preparation for Shemitah. Just the fruit comes out in of itself and we eat the fruit. What fruit do we eat? So if you learn the Psukim says, right? V'sfiach kitzirecha lo tiktzor, right? And there's machlokas in the Gemara, if sfichim, what comes out from the land, not fruit, vegetables that come out from the land, we can't eat. Rabbi Akiva holds sfichim is deraisa. We can't eat vegetables. So all of a sudden, in the seventh year, we're eating fruit only. And these fruit have kedusha of shvius. And we don't eat vegetables. If you remember a little bit of Adam HaRishon, what was Adam HaRishon? The vegetables were for the animals to eat. The fruit trees were for man to eat. Like the Pasuk says, you can eat from all the trees of the gan, just from the Eitz HaDaas don't eat. Shemitah is coming back to Gan Eden. It's a level of Gan Eden in Eretz Yisrael that not only we don't prepare, Shabbos you have to prepare for. If you don't prepare your cholent, there's nothing to eat on Shabbos. Ve'echinu. Shemitah, there's no preparation. Whatever the land brings forth, you eat it. There's no toilet. You with it? You understand what I'm saying? Shemitah is to get back to Gan Eden. Then you have a cycle of 7 years of 7 years. And then it says, yeah? Yovel hi shenat ha-chamishim shana tiyelechem will be for you. Lo tizru, lo tiktzru, etzvichyeh, lo tiktzru, etzvichyeh. You can't behave as an owner of the land. Ki yovel hi, it's a yovel. Kodesh tiyelechem. It's holy to you. Min ha-sadeh tochlu et tvuatah. From the fruit, from the sadeh you eat tvuah. Each person gets his land back. It goes back to how it was originally. Each Jew has his own land and his own tribe. What else? You don't have slaves. There's a draw. So the passage beforehand says, Ve'evata shofar trua b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'asol ha-chodesh. When do we do this? You do this on Yom Kippur. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. We blow shofar. Right? As a remembrance of that. B'yom ha-kippurim, taviyu shofar b'chor ha-tzachem. V'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim, shana, you make holy the 50th year. U'karatem dro ba'aretz l'chol yoshveh. You call, draw freedom to the land l'chol yoshveh. That freedom is a freedom of an eved. An eved is someone who has a master over him. Someone who's mishubed, who nullifies his being to something else. The Shana of the Yovel, the year of the Yovel, is a year of freedom. Freedom from servitude. A complete freedom. So we have a cycle of the freedom of the land. Right? That we go kivyachol back to Gan Eden. And then there's seven periods of seven. And the Gemara says, 50 years, right, is olamo, is a time period of, let's say, a person's life. Because generally speaking, a person's life starts, you know, his cognitive life starts at the age of 20. Bar mitzvah, it starts. But till 20, he's not chayav bidei shamayim. 20 starts like his life, but he's fully achrai, he's fully responsible for himself. 50 years is 70. By 70, most people have fulfilled their lives. After 70, it's like downhill. Most of your life is fulfilled up to 70. You with me? So the Yovel represents the cycle of man's life. The 70 years of man's life. The 20 to 50, the 70 years, the cycle of man's life. Olamo shel Yovel. The concept of the 7 years, and then the seven of seven, and the 50th year, obviously we know Sefiras Omer, Shavuos is the 50th year. So we see the concept of 50-50. That's the concept when we go back. Everyone's land comes back to him. All the servants get freed. is complete freedom. Man's living now without any servitude. It represents no servitude to the Yetzirah. When we say we're no longer servants of Paro, Paro represents the Yetzirah. We have now freedom from our Yetzirah. The tachlis of the Shemitah years and the Yovel years is to come back to bring Eretz Yisrael to be a land of Gan Eden, Olam Haba. That's why we say in the when we say Pirkei Avos, we say that everyone has a chelek b'Olam Haba, right? Hula Olam Yerushu Ara, and everyone will definitely get inheritance in the land. What do you mean in the land? The land represents Olam Haba. Eretz Yisrael is a microcosm of Olam Haba. The purpose of the Torah is to accept the Torah and make Eretz Yisrael Shabbat LaHashem. Make Eretz Yisrael the place in which we go back to being in Gan Eden, where we're eating from the fruit trees. That's Shvita. And then the final, there's like stages of like getting closer until we finally come that we're all in that form, that we're all in our own land. No one's servitude to anyone else. Right? And this freedom for everyone, that represents the Yimot HaMashiach and Olam Haba. That's what this parasha is speaking about. That's why Dafka here is Bahar Sinai. Dafka in this parasha, Shemitah is Bahar Sinai. Because the whole concept of Har Sinai is to bring us to that tikkun, to bring mankind to the concept of Olam Haba. And that's what the Yovel, the Shemitah and the Yovel represent. After you learn about Shemitah, it goes to different level, different things that are sold and come back in the Shemitah year, or don't come back. So first it says, Ki yamoch achicha umacha me'achuzato, he sells from his inheritance. Uba go'ala korovela v'ga'al et mimka achiv. It says go'alo. Go'alo sounds like ge'ula. So this is a reference to the ge'ula of a person. When a person sells his inheritance, what's his inheritance? His spiritual inheritance. His spiritual inheritance. He sold it. He went to Golos. Yamuch. He became. How do you say Yamuch? When you someone's Namuch, he's low. Namuch is from low. When someone's Mach, he's lowly. He's squashed. When a person loses his inheritance, his spiritual inheritance, he's being squashed. That unfortunately was happening today. People have lost their spiritual inheritance. They're namuch. They lost their kuma. They lost their. When you say someone tall, right? It's an adjective to say he's special, right? A kuma skufa, a person standing up straight, right? He's in his right position. When someone's namuch, when someone's low, he's not in his right position. He's not in his heights. Whenever you speak about a person growing up, what do you speak about? Godless, he gets older. When someone's namuch, he loses his godless. In the Torah, when you speak about godless, you speak about a person's cognitive self. When someone's namuch, he's lost his cognitive self. You lose your cognitive self when you lose your achuzah. You lose your inheritance, your spiritual inheritance. That's the first thing goes. And then your karov elav, someone who's close to him, can bring back that geula. That's why it's kiruv. You have to bring a person who's close to him, can only bring back him his geula. How does he do that? So, then it goes, oh, the yovel will come and he'll have his geula. Or it's talking about he sold his inheritance, his land, but his inheritance is his spiritual inheritance. That's what it means, metaphorically. You understand? And then you have to have kiruv, you have to be mekar of him, you have to bring him close, to bring that geula with him. Okay. Then he goes next. What happens if he sells? There's different forms of his achuz that he sells. There's a city which is not a walled city. There's a city which is a walled city and a house in a walled city. What's the difference between a city that's not a walled city and a city that's a walled city? A city that's a walled city is open. It's easier to conquer. A walled city is harder to conquer. In the beginning, he loses the things which are easier to conquer. He loses maybe Shabbos, he loses Kashrus, but he still has, a Jewish profile. He still, you know, he still believes he'll marry Jewish. But then he uses his base choma. Even those things which are more pnimi to him, he'll start losing. He loses his those which internally, which normally speaking a person is protected from, even those things he'll lose. And then he also needs a karov to be goel. He needs someone to help. Okay, so fine. So now, here he has a choice for 2 years. After 2 years, he can't be goel. It's nimkal tzmitut. So things which are more important to a person, they need more protection. And you can lose them more easily. Those things a person has to be more careful about. Then, I mean, all of this is going to talk about losing aspects of self. Until he finally sells himself as an Eved. He loses completely himself. He's completely sold to the tivers of this world. And then he gets sold to a goy. And then he becomes a server of idols. The Gemara actually says it starts off by selling Peret Shvius. These mezalzel, the concept of Shvius, the Kedusha of Shvius. If a person's mezalzel, the Kedusha of what his life's about, that he's living for Olam Haba. And the Peret Shvius, the concept of eating Peret Shvius, the Kedusha of Peret Shvius is that you're supposed to just eat them for what you need. There's an emunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The emunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that this is his land, this is his world. When we lose that, and we lose this concept that we're living for the world to come, we're living for a higher level of life, then all our tzaras start. Then we lose our spiritual inheritance. Then we lose those things which are internal to us, until finally we sell ourselves. And then we finally lose our spiritual selves. Not only that, we become an Eved to Yetzer Hara, and then we become serving idol worship. That's how the parasha finishes. Now, the next parasha is B'chukotai Telechu. It's very interesting. It says, "In B'chukotai Telechu, v'mitzotai tishmor, v'asitim otam, v'natati gishmichem b'itam," you get the rain in its time, "natna art yivula," and the land gives its produce, "v'eitz asada yitem piyo," and the eighth of the field gives its fruit.
You
want to
give me some
light? So Rashi says, what does it mean in Chukotai Telechu? What's a chok here? So it says, Yichol Zekiyum Mitzvah. It could be keeping mitzvah, but it says it, Mitzvotai Tishmoru. Right? So what could it be? Hari Kiyum Mitzvah Amur. It said Kiyum Mitzvah. It says keeping mitzvah. So what can Chukotai Telechu? Hamani Mikayim Chukotai Telechu. You are mailing the Torah. You should be toiling in Torah. Not just learning Torah. Toiling in Torah. What's the difference between learning Torah and toiling? Learning Torah, you can read it like you read anything else. And you get information. Toiling is when you delve into it. Hafuchba v'hafuchba the kulaba. You medayek it. You read it. You see it. You go into it. That's a different level of learning. That trains a person to be sensitive. It trains a person in humility. That's a different level of learning. And there's a chok, the Ramchal says, in Derech Eitz Chaim, he says, the words of Torah, or the letters of Torah, is like a shalhevet. It's like a coal. The more you menapeach the coal, the more you blow onto that coal, the greater is its light. And there's many gvanim, there's many colors to the light that comes from that coal. There's many facets to the Torah. There's many different ways of viewing it, very different ways of seeing it. Yes. The more, and the more you blow in it, the more you're nefach in it, the more you delve in it, in the details of it, the more you see the difference. Gvanim, the greater is the light, the greater is the warmth, the greater is the light of the Torah. That's B'chukotai Telechu. When a person is amal in the Torah itself, when he toils in the Torah itself, when he's hofech ba, then there's a chok here. A chok means something which doesn't make sense. A chok also means when you chokik something, it means it's engraved in you. The Torah becomes engraved in you. the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes engraved in you, becomes part of you, becomes part of your being, it becomes part of your thinking. It changes you. You're now thinking in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. It changes the person's whole persona, his whole understanding of life, his whole relationship to life. When that happens, a person becomes shalom with his creator, becomes one with his creator. The whole world becomes shalom around him. The whole world becomes complete around him. That's why the rain comes in its time. The land gives its produce. Not only the world becomes shalom in its time, as Rashi says, v'etz hasadeh yitein priyo. What do you mean etz hasadeh? Why shouldn't it give its fruit? It's normal for etz hasadeh. So Rashi says, Eitz HaSadet, all the Eitz HaSadet, Hen Ilein Esrak, even trees who won't a priori give fruit, will give their fruit. They become complete. Atidin Lasot Perot. That means the Torah doesn't take only that which is normal. It fixes that which is abnormal. It shouldn't be the trees. In Gan Eden, all the trees gave fruit. There weren't Eitz Yitzrak. Part of the klala was there would be, there, not all the trees would produce fruit. What does it mean? All, there would be, a concept of Ra is a concept of, so to speak, non-proper connection, or not pruvu, not proper expression. Eitz Yitzrak is that it doesn't have proper expression. Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim are thought of as Eitz HaSadeh. What do you mean Eitz HaSadeh? Eitz Oseh Pri, a tree that gives its fruit. They're expressing. Eilet told us Noach. These are generations Noach. What are the generations Noach? Noach is Maisim Tovim. Those are the fruit of a person. The fruit of a person is Maisim Tovim. Eitz Srak, his good actions. Eitz Srak is connected to the Rishayim. They don't have fruit in this world. They don't have peros. They don't have proper expression. Even them, even the ra in the world, even the rishus in the world, even the bad in the world, through Torah is going to be completed and come to give fruit. Even the ra is nefach letov. Even the bad comes to its shleimus, comes to its completion. The interesting thing is, this is not only the parasha of bracha, this is also the parasha of tshuva. And the parasha of Klala is straight away afterwards. It says, "Im lo yitishmuli." What do you mean, "lo yitishmuli"? Liot ameli b'tera. So once a person loses this amelis b'tera, once he loses that, then there's a whole shalshera. There's a whole like level which a person then v'lo tasu et kol mitzvah sayer. Then he loses keeping mitzvahs. Like today, a boy came up to me. He spoke to me, his parents. His parents said, "I don't know why, you know, certain things happened. My kids, you know." So the boy told his parents, "Yeah, you're keeping mitzvahs, but there's no Torah in the home. There's no pnim. There's no internalities." So the next generation after all looked for internalities, all found newer ones. But they left their derech. That's what happens. When a person loses the pnim of Torah, when he loses that pearl, when he loses the internalities, the amelis for Torah, that he wants to understand the reasons for why he's keeping things, understand the world around him through the eyes of the Torah, then he has a pnim. Then the mitzvahs make sense. Pnim means it's an internality. There's a pnim, there's an internality to what he's doing. But when a person doesn't have Torah, doesn't have the amelis Torah, the desire to learn Torah, desire to understand his life and what's happening, what he's doing with his life, then mitzvahs become very external.
So we're talking about penny.
And that's the Ilan Srak. When the amelis Torah, the Torah gives a deep understanding to everything, it's like the sap in the Ilan. It's like that which gives the fruit of the tree. And Ilan Srak is without that pnim. It doesn't give fruit. It doesn't give ripe fruit. Torah without, mitzvahs without Torah is like a tree which doesn't really bear proper fruit. And then it loses it. The stages, the seven stages. Afani aseh lechem zot lechem. Vifkatrem ba'ala v'shachefet. All the klalas now. Because then it says, im chugotai timasu. Not only, then you won't even want to learn. Then you'll be nigal and people doing mitzvahs and learning and doing mitzvahs, and then apikorsim. Like the stages, Rashi goes through all these stages here. The stages that a person goes through. Once we lose our internalities, once we lose, and it's a viewpoint of life. Once we lose a viewpoint that we want to understand our world, we want to see the depth in the world. We want to see the depth in the Torah. We want to see the world, like the Chazon Ish says, is a big puzzle. And he wants to understand this tremendous puzzle through the eyes of the Torah. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this big puzzle. He gave us our lives. And we're supposed to understand this puzzle through the eyes of the Torah. The Rashi speaks about it. You don't want to understand the depths of Torah. No, so then he goes on. So he goes. What is it saying here? Rashi. Velo tasu. Mishalo lak tilmedu. If you don't learn, v'dameli sito, try and understand the depths of what you're learning. Right? Lo tasu. Harishte averos. Vimke kotai timasu. Mo'es b'acherin. Then not only you, right? Won't do. You'll be mo'es and acherim do. You won't want other people to do. Or you won't like when other people are doing. U'mishpatai tigal nashachem. So nechachomim. Then you start hating the rabbis. Lebilti asot. U'moneya. Not only you, it's ma'us to you, the other people. You prevent other people to do it. Et kol mitzotai. Kofa. Shelotzi vitim. Then you say, no. Because Baruch Hu didn't command you to do this. Lekach ne'ema. Et kol mitzotai. And you kofa beika. Hari sheva averos rishonis goreret hashnia. It's a talich, and it all starts. All the brachos come, and it's a chok in bechukotai telechu. That's what this is teaching. It's teaching the pnim. A person has to have this pnim that he wants to have a depth in his life. He wants to understand life. He wants to understand where he's going. He wants to have a deep relationship with his Creator. And with everyone around him. He doesn't want to live life, this shallow, hollow life. Because when you live this shallow, hollow life, eventually you'll be removed from it. You'll be removed from any depth of it. Till you be kofa beika. Till chas v'shalom, a person, he'll be nullified what this whole world's for. That's what we do. Some people are living life l'kayef, to have a good time, to eat as many pizzas as they want, to go to as many parties as they want. That's kofa be'ikar. You nullifying what's ikar in the world. The ikar in the world is to find your Creator and to have a deep relationship with Him. If you think the world is just to eat the fruit of the trees, like the animals do, you're kofa be'ikar. You're nullifying what the ikar tachlis of this world is. The job is through the learning and through the depth, man brings out his own fruit, his maisim tovim. But it can only come through bechukotai telechu. It can only come through that deep desire to understand his life. This deep desire to understand and to want to learn. And only then will he delve and will understand the learning in a deep way and come to an understanding and a shlemus of the world. You'll see the whole world as one unity. You'll see the whole world going in the same way. Even when he sees the Ilan Israk, even the Ilan Israk, even the Ra in the world, he'll see is coming to Tov. When a person sees very deeply, even the Ra is just a bring, even the bad in the world, even the Ilan Israk, in the end will get its fruit.